If you've learned a foreign language, you know that a big part of that is processing the new sounds, the new phonemes, the umlaut in German, the nasal en, or smiley and lip-pursed i in French, the tones in Chinese. Seven researchers in California and in Shanghai examined how our minds process the new sounds. Interesting. We certainly recognize the new phonemes very automatically. Say, I hear someone speaking an Asian language, right? That recognition occurs in our superior, meaning upper, not better, temporal gyrus. However, only if we know the other language does our brain encode what we hear as word boundaries, word frequencies, and giveaway patterns and sequences of the sounds. We train our brains over time. There's the old joke about the tour group getting a long description by a German guide. A tour member asks the translator, "What's he saying?" The translator says, "I don't know, he hasn't gotten to the verb yet." Complicated speech patterns vary between languages. When we know two languages, both of them are processed in the same part of the brain in the same way. It's amazing how we can switch to thinking in two languages in real time. Sometimes it's facile, other times not. In Madagascar in 1989, we were in a group speaking French, Spanish, English, and German. A young man in the group finally offered, "My head hurts from switching languages." This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.